Hey everyone, welcome back to episode 4 of TripWizard Talks. I am Poonam, co-founder of TripWizard, and today we are talking about something I really wanted to clear up because this topic comes up all the time. We are talking about Northeast India and more specifically the myths around traveling there. Now, a lot of people want to visit the Northeast. You see it on Instagram, those misty mountains, waterfalls, clouds rolling through the valleys, it looks unreal. But the moment someone actually starts planning, doubt starts coming in. Is it safe? Is it too difficult to reach? Will I get food there? Do I need permits everywhere? And interestingly, most of these concerns come from people who have never actually been there. So let's talk about it properly. Northeast India is unsafe? This is probably the biggest myth. And I understand where it comes from. Anything unfamiliar feels uncertain. But the reality is very different. Tourism in the Northeast has grown a lot in the recent years. Places like Meghalaya, Sikkim, Assam, Arunachal Pradesh. They welcome travelers all year round. Solo travelers, families, couples, bikers, everyone is going there now. And most people who return say the same thing. It felt much calmer and safer than expected. Like anywhere else, you just stay aware. But the idea that the entire region is unsafe is simply not true. It's too difficult to travel there. This used to be true maybe years ago, not anymore. Flights to Guwahati, Bagdogra, Shillong and the nearby hubs are much better now. Roads have improved and you will easily find homestays, taxis, bikes and local guides. Yes, travel is slower there. You can't rush through it in 3 to 4 days, but that slow pace is actually what makes Northeast special. And if someone doesn't want to plan everything themselves, travel planners and DMCs also help with routes, stays and permits. So, it's not difficult, it's just different travel rhythm. It rains all the time. This one comes mainly from the Meghalaya reels and suddenly people assume the whole Northeast is a non-stop rain. But that's not true. Every state is different. Sikkim can be cold and clear. Assam can be warm and sunny. Arunachal has its own patterns. Even Meghalaya does not rain 24/7. Yes, monsoon is heavy in some months. So timing your trip matters. But most of the time, the weather is actually that makes the region so magical. The clouds, the fog, the mist over valleys, that's the experience. It's very expensive. This depends on how you travel. Luxury trips can get expensive, especially in the remote areas. But budget travel is completely possible. There are homestays, hostels, shared taxis and the local guest houses in most tourist places like Shillong, Gangtok and Assam routes. The real cost increases when people try to cover too many places in too little time because distances take time. So the key isn't budget versus luxury, it's pacing your trip properly. You need permits everywhere. This confuses almost everyone. Yes, some areas like Arunachal Pradesh or restricted zones require permits. But that does not mean the entire Northeast needs paperwork. Places like Meghalaya, most of Assam and main Sikkim routes are open for tourists. And even when their permits are needed, the process is much easier now, often online or through planners. So it's not a barrier, just a formality in specific areas. There's nothing to do except nature. This one is far from true. Yes, the landscapes are unreal, but Northeast India is also culture, music, food, festivals and adventure. Every state feels different. You don't run out of things to do. You keep discovering more. What will I even eat there? This fear disappears very quickly once people travel. Food actually becomes one of the highlights. Momos, thuppa, smoked meats, bamboo short dishes, local teas. People end up loving it. And in the tourist areas, you will also easily find normal Indian food, cafes and restaurants. So food is never really a problem. So when you look at everything together, there's a clear pattern. Most fears about the Northeast India come from assumptions, not experience. It's not unsafe, it's not difficult to reach, it's not overly expensive by default, and it definitely does not require extreme travel skills. It's just different, slower, more raw, more natural, more culturally rich, and maybe that's exactly why people fall in love with it when they actually go. So yay! That's what I wanted to share in today's episode. If you have been thinking about Northeast but feeling unsure, I hope this helped clear things up and maybe pushed you a little closer to planning that trip. Thanks for tuning in to Trip Wizard Talks. I will see you in the next episode.